I did mention that we would be speaking to Stuart Hess, the cricket writer, now about his de-accreditation, almost certainly, well, not almost certainly, absolutely certainly, for his critical writing about Cricket South Africa. And there isn't a cricket journalist in the country who's not writing critically about Cricket South Africa, because Cricket South Africa, to put it bluntly, is in a... Oh, I nearly said something I shouldn't, George. Is in an awful mess. Stuart has just sent us a WhatsApp saying he is still in a meeting. So we chat to Neil Manthorpe. And Neil, somebody suggested, good afternoon, somebody suggested to me that you were also banned from participating officially as a journalist at a match at Newlands last week.
Yes, on Sunday, yesterday. Actually.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There were five journalists had their accreditations revoked. I didn't know anything about it until I arrived at Newlands yesterday to commentate. And I was told by the gate man that your accreditation has been revoked. So obviously I needed to get in, you know. So I bought a ticket in the end, and one of the administrative staff at Newlands, who I've known for 25 years, was very upset and quite emotional. And she said, "Oh, it must just be a technicality." So she actually called CSA staff and had to explain to me that actually it had been revoked, it had been cancelled, and it was legitimate from Cricket South Africa. She was desperately upset. She didn't understand why I hadn't been told and why it had been left to her to explain to me. But yeah, so that was the first I knew about it.
And Stuart appeared to have his accreditation reinstated by the end of yesterday. Did that happen with you?
I don't know, John. Apparently, I mean, I haven't been contacted by anybody. I've had no need to use my accreditation. Well, my actual accreditation was confiscated. I was told by the lady at Newlands that she had been instructed to confiscate the accreditation. So I don't know if it's been reinstated. I don't know if it works or not. I shall guess. I shall find out when I go to Parle on Wednesday.
Thabang Maroo was on with my 702 morning colleague Bongani Bingwa this morning, and he said, yes, we're doing this. It's a kind of wagging of the finger. Don't write about us without asking for our comment on what you're writing about us, and don't write rubbish about us, which you are doing. It's extraordinary that they would go to those lengths to show their displeasure with what's being written about them. Are you guilty of not asking for CSA's opinions on the things that you write about them?
No, I'm not. I'm certainly not. But, you know, at the same time, when you, as a journalist, as you know, when you write a story, if you get three or four... I mean, there's a difference also between... opinion columns, which I write mostly, and hard news pieces. But if I get if I hear of a development and I then corroborate that with a second, a third, and a fourth source, and I then get what is shameless and often very clumsy spin from Cricket South Africa, I'm less likely to go with that. There's a big difference between, as I said, as you know, an opinion column and a hard news piece. But what's more extraordinary about that interview that Thabang Maroo gave this morning, to my mind, is that he should say, we've engaged with all of these journalists. We've tried to sit them down. They've refused to sit down with us. In my case, that's absolutely a cold, hard untruth. I've had no correspondence whatsoever with anybody from Cricket South Africa. I've had no facts queried in any piece that I've written in at least a year. Nobody has invited me to a meeting. Nobody's tried to open up a dialogue or a discussion with me. And the same applies. The only contact that I've been able to ascertain is that they have made contact with Stuart Hess's editor. But as far as Telford Vice is concerned, for those Munda and Ken Borland, they've also had no communication whatsoever. There's been nothing. I mean, I just don't understand how he could say that we'd refuse to sit down and talk to them. I would enjoy nothing more than the opportunity to sit down with them and ask some of the questions that I haven't been able to get answers to for the last couple of months while Cricket South Africa spirals downward.
We're reporting in our sports bulletins at the moment that Standard Bank has said to Cricket South Africa, we need to meet and meet soon, and they are meeting this afternoon. And that's an indication that a major sponsor is, well, I think it's an indication that a major sponsor is running out of patience.
That's exactly right. And they're the last significant remaining sponsor as well. They sponsor the men's national team and various other aspects of Cricket South Africa, and they've expressed grave concerns. Momentum will shortly be withdrawing. Most of the other, all of the other major sponsors have withdrawn and disassociated themselves from cricket. And that statement from Standard Bank this morning concerning the meeting this afternoon said that they were concerned about the reputational damage that was being created to cricket in South Africa and to their brand. So, you know, cricket is limping along at the moment on disabled legs, but there will be no legs. There are no legs in professional sport without sponsors. So Cricket South Africa are going to have to answer to Standard Bank and answer, I suspect, very, very quickly.
And yesterday it was announced by the Sunday Times that Graham Smith had taken the job as director of Cricket South Africa. He said on Twitter this morning, that ain't the case. Yes, we are still in talks, but I'm still not getting the comfort that I need, that I'll be able to take the decisions that I think, as the director of cricket in South Africa, are best for the sport.
It was ironic, wasn't it, that on a day that five of us found out that we'd been had our accreditations revoked and would not be able to work unless, I guess, we bought a ticket, but we couldn't use the press facilities that are the tools of our job. But on that very day, that such a shameless and chillingly dangerous leaked story should have appeared on the back page of the Sunday Times, Graham Smith was distressed, to say the least. He was very upset indeed. And it was, I think, a blatant attempt by Cricket South Africa to morally blackmail Graham into taking the job. He withdrew his candidature a couple of weeks ago, saying that he no longer had the faith that he would be able to get on and do the job of director of cricket. He was then the recipient of a call from CSA President Chris Nanzani, who said that he would meet him anytime, anywhere, could he please reconsider. He flew down to Cape Town. Graham did meet with Cricket South Africa once again, but there they are 100 miles apart. Not only is he not on the point of putting pen to paper and signing a contract, He's not even able to see eye to eye on a whole list of what he termed grave differences, grave doubts. So, you can't complain about the media if you're going to use it in that cynical way by leaking a story which wasn't even a story.
Neil Manthorpe, cricket writer, thank you. Thank you, Neil.